personality, Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs.
Today's story, Carnival of Death.
Gentlemen's feet, you're not at home, darling. You're on the subway train.
The last time I was down there, I spent a week pay trying to win a 50-cent Cupid doll.
Yes, you and me both, Mike. Let's get up to the front of the car.
But, Margo, all these people going to Joy Island?
It looks that way, Margo.
You supposed to be room for us?
There's always room, Margo. Joy Island is every man's paradise. Ferris wheels, roller coasters, shoot the shoot.
Oh, it sounds swell. But you know which stop we get off?
Well, we can ask the guard and make sure. Come on.
All right.
Pardon us, please.
No, it'll be a pleasure.
Hey, now, look, there's two seats there.
I saw them first.
Yeah, I'll lift you, Margo.
Oh, we should have sold those seats, Lamont. Look at that rush for them.
Yeah. Oh, guard. Does this thing go to the amusement park?
Not direct, no. When you get to the island, you take a bus.
Oh, and somehow I thought there was a direct connection.
There used to be, but I guess you know what happened to that.
Well, no. No, I don't.
You never heard about that branch line that old John Norcross had built out of his own pocket?
No, we never even heard of John Norcross.
You don't say. Well, he owns the amusement park. About 10 years ago, he asked the Board of Transportation to build a branch line right out to the doors of the place. But they turned him down. They did tell him, though, if he wanted to build it himself, they'd furnish the cars and keep up the line.
So he went ahead and built it?
Yeah.
Well, why isn't it still in operation?
Well, I guess I can tell you that as well as anybody, lady. Because I was on the first run on that line. It was just about 10 years ago this month. Oh, there was speeches and everything. And finally, the first train pulled out.
How long a run is it to the park, Mac?
About 5 minutes.
See, this train really makes time.
Yes, sir.
Boy, feel us rock. Hey, I hope there's no curves. Hey, what's happening? Feels like we're off the track.
That was the only run we ever made. Must have been 40 people killed in that wreck.
Oh, how awful.
Do they use the branch line at all?
No, they cemented it up. No one even goes in there anymore.
Well, why not?
Well, there's been talk about seeing a ghost train running through there.
A ghost train?
Yeah. Well, next stop where you change to the bus. Hope you folks have fun.
Yes, thank you. Put us right in the mood.
Well, Margo, I suppose this is rather tame after that roller coaster.
Oh, I love it, Lamont. Where else could you go from a roller coaster to the streets of Venice in 1 minute flat? Why, it's a... What was that?
I don't know. It's probably an attempted atmosphere. When you ride in the dark like this, those things are expected.
Oh, look out, Lamont. You're bumping into that boat ahead of us.
Oh, silly of me, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
See? He says it's okay.
Lamont, look. That boy and girl in the boat, they're naked.
Margo.
Well, they are.
Listen, you female peeping Tom, if you don't behave, I'll tip you right out of this boat.
No, you won't.
I will, too.
All right, folks, step right up and try your skills. 20 shots per quarter. Knock down the clay pipes and win a Cupid doll. Try your luck, folks?
Yes, let me have one of those guns.
That'll be 25 cents, bud.
A quarter it is. Now, how do I win a prize?
How does he win a prize, the man asks? Why, it's easy, bud. Hit the clay pipe 5 times in a row and you get a Cupid doll.
I see. Well, here goes.
Whee! Oh, Lamont! Hey, Lamont, that's wonderful.
How many dollars is that so far?
That's 2, bud. Take it easy, will you, bud?
I've got 10 shots left, haven't I?
Yeah, but do me a favor. Get careless. I'm all out of dolls.
Where to now, Margo?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, look, I'm on over there. The Wax Museum. Tableaus of Horror. That's for me.
I suggest that you pass that place by, lady.
Why?
Well, it's pretty gory stuff.
scenes of murders and famous crimes. And besides, that old guy sitting in the front of the place is enough to keep you out.
Who is he?
That's the watchman, old Pop Wright. He should be one of the wax exhibits himself.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
Well, he's a... forget I said anything. If you want to go in there, suit yourself.
Well, we'll right, save it for later on. Come on, Margo.
Come on, what am I going to do with all these dolls?
You can start a collection. Who knows, you might...
Excuse me, sir. Wouldn't you like to take the lady inside and show her the beautiful lifelike statues? It's a very intriguing exhibit.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lamont, come on, let's go in.
You're passing up the best show on the island. You're very foolish not to go in.
Oh, Lamont, why didn't you take me in there?
Well, a lot of other things to see, Margo.
I know, but I would have enjoyed the museum. It sounds very impressive.
I think the little lady is right. She'd be very impressed.
It is. You're the most persistent barker I've ever seen.
Oh, I'm not a barker. I'm just the watchman. Now, you come with me, and I myself will personally conduct you through the rooms, huh?
And the mayor. It is the finest
two
show
tickets,
on the
please.
Ground. Two tickets? Yes, sir, right away. 40 cents, please.
Here you are.
Chills, red.
Now, if you'll just follow me. Right through this door. Now, here we are. Now, we start at this end of the room first. These wax tableaux represent famous death scenes in history. This one is Marat's bathtub murder scene. Excellent, isn't it?
No. Yes. Yes, it's excellent.
Now this scene... Wait, I'll pull back the curtain. This scene is the kidnapping of the twin crown princes of France. Note the lifelike appearance of the figures. Remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Where are these figures made, Lamont?
I don't know. Can you tell us, Mr. Margo? He's gone.
What? Why, yes. Where did he go?
I don't know. Let's have a quick look at this one exhibit and leave, huh?
Yeah, the faster the better. Say, what is this tableau supposed to be?
I believe it's the death of Marie Antoinette on the guillotine.
These figures look even more lifelike than the others, don't you think?
Yes.
Look, see how naturally the executioner's cloak drapes around this. Lamont, what happened?
The blade of the guillotine fell.
Lamont, look. Blood.
Huh?
Blood trickling down.
Now let's have a closer look at this figure.
Oh, Lamont. It's that girl we saw on the boat in the streets of Venice.
So it is. Wait. I'll take the mask off this figure of the executioner. There.
Oh, it's the boy. The boy who was with her. He's dead, too.
Come on, Margo. We'll find old Pop Wright. See what he knows about this.
It's the one, the original Wax Museum of Art.
Listen,
ladies
mister,
and gentlemen. Sir.
There are two people who've just been killed in one of your exhibits.
Wait a minute.
I'm
now.
Telling you the truth. Go in and see for yourself.
That's what they all say when they see our show, brother. Step right up, folks.
Listen. Where's that old man, the one they call Pop Wright?
I don't know who you mean, brother. Step up, folks.
Well, come on, Margo. I'll see what I can find out from the shooting gallery man.
He told us himself he stayed there at night.
Of course he did.
You back again, bud?
Look, who is that old man you pointed out to us, and why did you warn us against him?
What old man?
The one you call Pop Wright. Who's Pop Wright?
Oh, Lamont, you're not going to get any satisfaction here.
If you got any questions to ask, there's John Norcross, the owner of this park. He'll answer them for you. Oh, Mr. Norcross.
Yes? What is it?
Mr. Norcross, I've just come from the Wax Museum. Two people have just been murdered in there.
What?
That's the truth. Come quickly, I'll show you.
Did you notify the man on the door?
Yes, and he paid no attention to me.
Where are the bodies?
In one of the tableaus.
Right, see the windows in the wax. Hey.
Now, right through here. Come along, Margo.
All right.
Now, which tableau was it?
This one over here. The death of Marie Antoinette. The dead people were substituted for the wax figures. There, you see. Where's it gone?
Come on, what happened?
Say, now, what is this?
Believe me, Mr. Norcross, we saw the dead bodies of a young man and woman in this tableau just a minute ago.
Well, where are they now?
I don't know.
I'm afraid you two have been wasting my time. I have other things to attend to. You'll excuse me.
Wait, I tell you, Mr. Norcross, that we saw those two...
No, we wouldn't even listen to it.
We didn't see those bodies, huh? Well, Mr. Norcross, you're going to hear more of this. And you're going to explain your indifference to our discovery when you receive a visit from the Shadow.
Yes. Well, there's only one thing I want you to remember. The men are to hold their jobs regardless of what happens. Yes. Right, goodbye. What was that? Who laughed?
It was I, John Norcross.
Well, who? Who are you? I don't see anyone.
I am called the Shadow.
Well, where are you? I hear you, but I can't see you.
That's because I've clouded your mind and made myself invisible to your eyes.
Well, what? What are you doing here?
I've come to ask you some questions, Mr. Norcross.
What about?
In your phone conversation, what did you mean by the men must hold their jobs regardless of what happens?
Why, I... That's none of your business.
Did it have anything to do with the death of that young man and woman in the wax museum today?
What are you talking about?
You do know of those deaths, don't you?
No, no. Nothing like that has happened here in the park. We have a clean record here.
Really? Aren't you forgetting the branch line of the subway that you built that caused so many deaths?
Well, that's different. That was an accident. An accident that happened many years ago. I'm doing my best to make amends for that.
How?
I'd rather not say.
Does your plan for making amends, John Norcross, include vengeance?
No. No.
Mr. Norcross, you'll hear from me again very soon. Meantime, I must warn you. Every move you make will be closely watched by the Shadow.
Well, I'm mighty glad Commissioner Weston sent you along with us, Detective.
Well, now, think nothing of it. Now, this here is the place where you last saw them young folks alive. Is that right?
Yes, Miss Evans.
I see.
Their boat was floating in front of this replica of the Venetian Palace. Let's tie up here. All right.
And this is just about where we heard the moan, too.
Heard it. What moan? Well, we heard a strange crying noise just before we bumped into the young couple's boat.
You mean there's ghosts mixed up in this, too?
I hardly think so.
Boy, am I the one for getting screwy assignments. Moan. Kids disappear. They turn up as corpses in a wax museum. They disappear again.
Well, that's part of a detective's life, isn't it?
That's the seamy side, miss. Me, I like details like special duty at the ballpark. Particular if there's a doubleheader on.
We've got a little doubleheader of our own right here. Now, let's see if there's an opening in any of these phony palaces. Help me feel along these walls, will you, Evan?
Sure, sure. Wait till I go home tonight and the missus says, what have you been doing all day, Evan? And I say, honey, I was riding through the Venetian tunnels of love. Boy, for this I joined the force.
Yes. Hello, what's this?
Find something, Lamont?
I believe these window shutters open. Yes.
There seems to be a passageway here. Say, maybe you found something.
Come on. Let me help you out of the boat, Margot.
All right. Are you going to explore the passageway?
Yes. Have you your flashlight, Evan?
Yes, sir.
You take this one, Margot.
All right, sir.
All right. Let's go now.
Ooh, it's awfully dark in here. Wonder where this leads to.
Well, there's a turn just ahead. We'll soon find out.
We'll probably come to the end of it and find a guy who'll collect a quarter for us leaving the boat.
Hey, look. Look ahead there.
What? Why, it's a large tunnel.
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, we've stumbled on the old deserted subway spur.
Yes, yes, look. They're tracks, subway tracks.
Let's see. Hey, this is the old subway tunnel at that.
Oh, it's so damp in here. Water dripping from the walls. Oh, it's a scary place, Lamont.
And that's only because it's been closed up so long.
Do you suppose we'll see that ghost train the guard told us about?
Now, look, lady, please. I'm a superstitious man. In a place like this, I would rather you didn't mention ghosts. And let's go about finding where this thing leads.
You go in that direction, Evan. We'll search down this way.
Okay. But if you find anything, yell. And loud.
Right. Come along, Margo.
Lamont, do you suppose the young couple found this passageway and were killed here?
I don't imagine they came in here voluntarily, but they could have been brought in here.
By whom?
I don't know.
Where are you going?
Oh.
Where are you going?
Lamont, did you hear that? Was that Evan?
I don't think so. I'll find out.
Evan! Evan!
Where is that voice coming from, Lamont?
I can't figure it out.
Evan!
Yes?
Are you all right?
Yes, sir.
Evan! What happened?
Come on, Margo.
Evan! Evan!
No, he doesn't answer. Lamont, what's that?
Why, it sounds like... Margo! Get against this wall, quickly! The subway train!
The ghost train, Lamont.
Come around this curve, Margo. We'll follow the lights. See where it went.
Lamont, did you notice? The lights were on in that train, and there were passengers at all the windows.
Yes, I saw them. Margo, the train had... It's disappeared. There's no trace of it.
What do we do?
There's no point of looking for Evans. He may have gone back through the passageway. Come on. We'll go up above to the park. There's something I must learn at once.
Now, look here, Bud. It's bad business for me to answer questions around this place.
But you can tell me this much. You do know the old man who was the watchman at the Wax Museum, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know Pop Wright.
What connection has he with John Norcross?
Hey, please, Bud. This joint has ears everywhere. If you want to ask questions, pick up one of the guns and start firing at the targets. I'll tell you what I know. But you keep the gun going. And keep laughing like it's jokes, I'm telling you, see?
Yeah, sure. Let me have a gun.
Here you are. Well, now, let's see what kind of a marksman you are, Bud.
Okay.
Norcross don't like talking, so I gotta do it this way. You asked about the connection between him and old Pop Wright. Well, Norcross has given up life jobs to certain surviving members of the families who were killed in a subway wreck 10 years ago. Laugh it up, will you?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
Ah, try it again, Bud. That way, Norcross got out of making big cash settlements on any personal claims, see? Well, nice work, mister. Now let's see you pick off them 6 flying geese in one volley.
Sure, I'll try those flying geese.
There's been a lot of funny things happening around here lately. Things I don't like. I've been trying to get out of this job, but Norcross says I've got to stick it out. Take a crack at them clay pipes, bud.
Okay. Look, I'd better wait till you can get away from here. You can finish telling me your story then. Well, I guess I've about cleaned you out of dolls. I said you've lost a bit of chinaware, my friend.
Lamont, what's happened?
Well, I don't know. Here, let me see.
Why did he fall to the ground?
This man is dead, Margo. A bullet hole in his back. That means the shot came from the direction of the Wax Museum. Commissioner Weston and his men made a thorough search of the Wax Museum, Margo, and they found nothing. That's why I decided to come back here to the tunnel. This is where the murderer will be found. I know it.
Did they find any trace of Detective Evans?
No. He must still be down here someplace. Listen. You hear that, Margo?
Yes.
Let's follow the sound of that laugh.
This isn't my idea of good fun, Lamont.
That laugh is coming from this end of the tunnel. The section that was explored by Detective Evans.
Who do you suppose that is?
We'll soon find out. Oh, look. Over there by the wall. Evans' hat.
Hold him on. Something's happened to him.
Yes, obviously. I'll get the hat.
Margo!
What is it?
I stepped into some kind of quicksand. I'm sinking in.
Oh, Lamont, wait a minute. I'll help him.
No, keep away, Margo. Throw that bike over to me.
Oh. Here, Lamont. Catch hold of the other end of...
Margo! Margo, it's all...
Right this way, young lady. I shall entertain you in my private subway car.
No, no, I won't go in. Let go of me.
Now, you mustn't behave that way. The other passengers won't like you.
Oh, Lamont. Lamont!
He won't hear you, my dear. By this time, he's been swallowed up by the quicksand. Just as your friend, that detective, was earlier this evening.
No, no, that isn't true. Nothing's happened to him. Tell me that nothing's happened to Lamont.
Oh, he'll be in good company. There are many others in there, too, you know. Now, step into the car.
No, I won't. No, take your hands off of me.
Oh, you don't enjoy Pop Wright's hospitality, do you? Well, then I shall have to force you in.
Don't. Stop it.
There we are. Now, you must meet your fellow passengers.
Oh. How horrible. But it's dead.
Oh, some of them are. The rest are merely wax figures from the museum.
The missing boy and girl. They're dead, too.
They're my newest passengers. They seem to like it here, too. Sitting side by side.
Oh, it's terrible.
I must make room for you, my dear. I think that I shall give you seat 6. Yeah. That old woman that's sitting there now, I'm a little tired of her. I'm afraid she must join your friend in the quicksand.
Oh, no.
No, you're mad. You're mad.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't say those things in front of my friends. You see, Lewis, this wax figure here, he doesn't like it at all. Do you, Lewis? Dear me, your tie is crooked again, Lewis. I have to fix it.
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, please.
No, let's go.
No, you're staying here for a long time. A very long time.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me? That knife. Put down that knife.
Now, it'll all be over in a short time. Just stand there.
No.
Just stand there.
No, keep away.
No, soon you will.
Put down that knife, Pop Right.
Oh, the shadow.
What was that?
Don't touch that girl.
Oh, one of the spirits. One of the spirits has returned to speak to me.
Yes. Yes, that's true. I am one of the spirits. The spirit of the man you just killed in the shooting gallery.
Oh, it's you, Fred. I'm sorry I had to do that to you, but you'd learn too much about me and this rendezvous.
Why have you killed these people? Why have you brought them to this deserted tunnel?
I belong down here. You know that, Fred. I've been the motorman on this line since the first run. You remember that run, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Yes, you know, too, that my wife and child were killed on that first ride. Killed on a train that I was driving.
Of course.
John Norcross put me on a pension. He thought that would make up for the loss of my wife and child. He made me a watchman. Yes, thought he'd pay me off that way. But I fooled him. I fooled him.
Why have you killed these people?
I needed passengers. You can't run a train without passengers, can you? That's my job here, you know. John Norcross doesn't know it, but his subway line still operates. Yes.
How did you get these people here?
Oh, different ways. Some of them from the boat ride, some from the wax museum. They all take the nightly ride with me in the Midnight Express.
Those rides are all finished now, Pop Right.
No, that isn't true.
I'll tell the police about them. They'll come and get you.
Oh, no, you wouldn't do that. No, who would run the line? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
I'm taking you to the police right now.
Oh, no.
He's getting out of the car.
Come back.
No.
Come back here.
Come and get me. Look, he's opening a door in the wall.
That's where the quicksand is.
He's jumping into it. Lamont, thank heavens you escaped from that quicksand. But how in the world did you do it?
That plank you threw me did the job, Margot.
Well, believe me, that plank goes in my political platform. What about Mr. Norcross?
Oh, he was cleared of all charges in the case, Margot. Pop Wright was working alone.
You know, he must have been insane since the day of the train wreck.
Yes. I suppose he was harmless at first. Then, as he brooded over his loss, he turned to murder.
Well, we certainly ran into something.
I should say.
You know, there's just one more thing I'd like to know.
What's that, Margot?
Why do they call that place an amusement park?
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.